Now, for the last century or so, it's long been believed that mankind, say around 8,000 or 9,000 BC, abandoned a lifestyle of hunting and gathering in favor of settling in communities, growing their own food, and raising their own animals. Now, this is called the Neolithic Revolution. And when you use the term revolution, it makes you think that it's a very quick event. We know that wasn't the case. We know that it took probably 1,000 years for humans to fully domesticate plants, fully domesticate animals. But once they did, this was a profound change in the way people lived their lives. Instead of traveling to follow herds, they raised their own herds, culling the animals that were dangerous, raising the animals that provided the most meat, the most hair or fur or wool, manipulating the animals to provide what they needed. And in the same way, plants were grown that yielded the most fruit, the most grain, and humans then had to live near these sources in order to control them, protect them, and so on. And so the Neolithic Revolution then is hand in hand with the stable supply of food as well as a settled community to monitor this food. So most scholars have believed once people began living in settled communities, they then began to organize themselves, creating monumental architecture and creating a communal style of religion. So this is what has long been believed, that organized monumental architecture and religion came after the domestication of plants and animals. Now, this is why Göbekli Tepe is so important, because in the past 10 years, a German excavator named Klaus Schmidt has been digging on Göbekli Tepe, and he cleared four enormous round temple structures. He also used ground-penetrating radar to indicate that there are 16 more round structures still lying below the surface. Now, the four that have been excavated and the 16 that are waiting to be excavated share the same basic plan. There are two T-shaped stone pillars standing in the center of the circle, and they're encircled by other T-shaped pillars that are linked together by a coarsely built wall. Now, some of these circles are huge, measuring 65 feet across, while others are a bit smaller. And the pillars themselves are about 17 feet tall and weigh as much as 50 tons. Now, investigations have shown that they were carved at a quarry about a quarter of a mile away. But even though the quarry isn't so distant, you have to imagine the organization that it took to move these stones into position. There had to have been thousands of men working together to do this. And this kind of construction is unprecedented in human history. This is happening about 9,000 BC at a time when no such structures have ever been constructed. So the excavator, Klaus Schmidt, suggests that nomadic bands from about 100 miles away came together to build these structures with the design of worshiping as a community. And this is what's so exciting, because this tells us then that people wanted to worship together long before they wanted to live together. And some people have suggested then that perhaps the reason people ultimately settled down into communities wasn't because of desiring a stable food supply, but was because they desired to worship together and live in a community. Now, it's very clear that at the time that these circular temples were constructed, there was no permanent settlement at Göbekli Tepe. People simply came, worked there, worshiped together, and left. Part of the worship seemed to have been feasting, because the excavations make it very clear that lots and lots of animals were butchered when these temples were being used. Perhaps people being fed while the temples were being constructed, but also perhaps feasting that took place during festivals. And we know this because there is lots of evidence from animal bones found around the site, butchered bones of animals that are clearly not domesticated. And this is a bit beyond what I'm going to talk about in this lecture, but archaeologists are able to recognize wild animals, the bones of wild animals. They're very distinct from the bones of domesticated animals. So it's very clear that this is all taking place long before these animals had been domesticated.